DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. Three people have been arrested in connection with the nightclub fire that killed more than 230 people on Sunday. The owner of the club and two members of a band who played at the venue in Brazil are being questioned about events leading up to the blaze. The incident happened at the Kiss nightclub in the university city of Santa Maria. It's alleged that the band members started the fire with pyrotechnics on stage. Most of the victims died of smoke inhalation. These people lost relatives at the nightclub, which was hosting a university party.
It's very, very sad. I lost my son in this tragedy. He was 27, in good health and so full of life.
I've been looking for my niece since this morning, and she's just been identified now at 5 in the afternoon.
I saw two brothers there, one buried beneath the other, and just now I found out that another one of my friends has died too.
Brazil has declared it 3 days of national mourning. French-led forces have taken control of Timbuktu in northern Mali. The town had been held for almost a year by Islamist rebels. A senior Malian official confirmed that both French and Malian troops arrived in the area on Monday and took access points around the town. France's military earlier said they hope to avoid combat as Timbuktu is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The advance on Timbuktu came less than 48 hours after troops regained control of the eastern town of Gao. French troops were sent to the West African state around 2 weeks ago after the country's government appealed for help to stop Al-Qaeda-linked rebels making further gains in Mali's south. Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands has announced her abdication in favour of her son, Prince Willem-Alexander. The Queen made the announcement in a televised address broadcast on Dutch TV. The 74-year-old monarch told the nation that she had been thinking about this moment for several years. Queen Beatrix has been head of state since 1980, when her mother abdicated. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Egypt's main opposition coalition has rejected President Mohamed Morsi's call for dialogue unless their conditions are met. It comes a day after Morsi declared a month-long state of emergency in the cities of Port Said, Suez and Ismailia. It follows days of deadly rioting initially sparked by protests marking the second anniversary of the ousting of dictator Hosni Mubarak. Further violence erupted on Saturday as more than 20 football fans were sentenced to death for their part in riots in Port Said in 2012 that left 74 dead. The widespread unrest killed more than 40 and injured hundreds. Germany's Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle has urged all sides to hold talks.
Democracy in Egypt will only work through dialogue. Only through negotiations and only through consensus and reconciliation at home.
Karim El-Ghouri is in Cairo for Deutsche Welle. He says people are also defiant in the face of curfews imposed by Morsi on the three cities.
Already in Port Said and in Suez, the demonstrators say they will not stick to this curfew. They announced demonstrations for tonight if the security forces will be able to enforce this curfew. It's also interesting that the military got the right today from the cabinet to arrest people, something that was also approved by the Shura Council.
22 people are on trial in Vietnam over allegations they tried to overthrow the country's communist government. It's one of the country's biggest subversion cases in recent years. The suspects are being tried in the central province of Puyen and are said to belong to the same political organization. Prosecutors accuse them of taking part in activities aimed at overthrowing the People's Administration. If convicted, the defendants could face the death penalty. The trial is expected to last for 5 days. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.